Hello, hello, hello. Hi to everyone. This is Mara Rosen, and boy, do I miss you a ton. I already heard that some of you started doing some of the work in the packets. I'm so proud of you. And now I would like to read you a book. Listen carefully, sit back and relax, but please listen. Okay, the name of the story is Ruthie and the Not-So-Teeny-Tiny Lie. And the author is Laura Rankin. Again, the title is Ruthie and the Not-So-Teeny-Tiny Lie. Ruthie loved tiny things. The tinier, the better. Her toys were the teeniest imaginable. She had dinky dinosaurs, itty-bitty trains, ponies no bigger than your pinky, and teddy bears that were barely there. Ruthie loved finding tiny treasures, too. At the beach, she searched for the smallest seashells. The flowers she picked were no bigger than fairy wings. She even had an eggshell from a hummingbird. And wherever Ruthie went, she carried some teeny things in her pocket. One day at school recess, after jump rope and swings, Ruthie took a turn on the twirling bar. When she landed, she saw something in the grass. It was a little box with a teensy window and an even teenier button on top. She couldn't believe her luck. It was a teeny, tiny camera. Ruthie looked through its little window. Then she pressed the button on top to take a picture. Click! Just like a real camera. This was absolutely the best thing Ruthie had ever found, and it was hers. Click, click! She tried it out every which way. Say cheese, cloud! Click! Say cheese, little bug. Click. Say cheese, squirrel. Click. Say cheese, Martin. Click. But Martin didn't say cheese. Martin said, "Hey, that's my camera." Ruthie was startled. "No, it's not. It's mine." "Give it to me," said Martin. "It's mine." "It is not. Is too." "No, it's not," shouted Ruthie, and she raced back to class. "What's going on?" asked Mrs. Olson. "Ruthie's got my camera," cried Martin. "I got it for my birthday, and I dropped it on the playground." But Ruthie wanted that teeny tiny camera in the worst way. "It's mine," she yelled. "I got it for my birthday." Well, that wasn't true at all. Not one teeny tiny bit. Mrs. Olson looked at Martin. She looked at Ruthie. "Goodness, this is a problem," she said. "The camera can't belong to both of you. I'll keep it safe in my desk drawer for now. Let's talk about it again tomorrow." Ruthie's stomach flip-flopped all the rest of the day. She couldn't remember the answer to 2 + 2. When Mrs. Olson read a story, every word flew straight out the window. Bus ride home took forever. "Hi, Ruthie," said Mama. "How was school?" "Okay," mumbled Ruthie. Dinner was macaroni and cheese, Ruthie's favorite, but she couldn't eat. Not one little bite. "Aren't you feeling well?" asked Papa. "I'm not hungry," she said. At bedtime, Ruthie was close to tears. "What's the matter?" asked Mama. So Ruthie told Mama and Papa the whole story. "What do you think went wrong?" asked Papa. "I said it was my camera," cried Ruthie. "But it's not." "It's going to be okay," said Papa. "You made a mistake, and tomorrow you can fix it. I think Mrs. Olson and Martin will understand." But the next morning, Ruthie could barely eat. Maybe Mrs. Olson wouldn't understand. Maybe Ruthie would have to sit in the timeout corner. Maybe Martin would never talk to her again. Maybe no one would ever talk to her again. Not one teeny weeny word. The school bell was about to ring. Ruthie took a deep breath and began the long walk to the front of the room. Mrs. Olson's desk seemed far away. "Good morning, Ruthie," said Mrs. Olson. "I have something to tell you," said Ruthie in a very small voice. "The camera isn't mine. I didn't get it for my birthday. I found it on the playground." Mrs. Olson didn't make her sit in the timeout corner. She didn't even look mad. Instead, she gave Ruthie a hug and a kiss and kissed the top of her head. "Thank you for telling the truth," said Mrs. Olson. "That took a lot of courage." "I'm very sorry, Martin," said Ruthie. "It's okay," said Martin. All at once, Ruthie's stomach stopped flip-flopping. She even skipped a little on the way back to her desk. She got the right answer to 3 + 7 in math. After lunch, Mrs. Olson read the funniest story Ruthie had ever heard. And on the short bus ride home, Ruthie realized she didn't miss the teeny tiny camera. Not one teeny tiny bit. Wasn't that a wonderful story, girls? I hope you enjoyed it. What was the story about? Was it about someone who is sick? Someone who needed a friend? Or was it talking about telling the MS? I would like you to draw a picture of your favorite part of the book. And did you answer that question and say it's talking about the MS? If you said that, you were right. Now I'm going to spell some words. Let's see if you can figure out what word I spelled. You can write down the word and see if that's what I spelled. Copy these letters down. A, N, D. What does that spell? I'll wait a few seconds. You're right. It spells and. Here's another word. H, A, V, E. I'll give you a few seconds. What do you think that says? You're right. It says have. Here's another one of our trick words. O, N, E. Did you write it down? O, N, E. What do you think that says? If you think it says one, you are correct. I hope you enjoyed the story. And I hope you knew, I'm so proud of you that you could read those three words. I'll talk to you another day. Take care. Have a good night.